This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Use the Hijab10 discount code for 10% discount on a wide range of products, including premium Ethiopian black seed products.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What are you looking at? Yes, there is something different. Yes, there is something unusual. Yes, there is something that might be a little bit irritating. But don't worry, we'll get rid of Ali Dawa. Today, guys, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be responding to some of the comments made by a comedian by the name of Russell Peters. So let's see some of his comments, Ali. Yes. And let's comment on those.
Okay, let's do that, inshallah.
Yeah.
Okay. So this video was sent to me by a brother, and I thought, let's go for it, inshallah, because he's claimed to be an atheist.
Really well.
Yeah.
Because he was essentially an atheist.
I am as well.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. And he really, I remember this one routine about the, whenever you go to a funeral, at some point someone's going to say, I know he's up there looking down at us and smiling.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, there is no up there.
Yeah.
He's probably down there looking up at us.
Yeah.
And so
religion has us convinced that there's an invisible man and is living in the sky.
Exactly.
And he's watching everything you do, but he's particularly keen on what you do with your penis.
Okay. Let's take it a step at a time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I'm starting to realize is this, so we know in the West, for example, a lot of people have turned their back to Christianity.
Yeah.
Due to secularism and all the schisms.
Mm.
I think what they do, a lot of people do, is like they have a bad experience. I think this is human psychology.
Mm.
They have a bad experience with something and then they paint everybody the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I think where he's coming from is like, it's the same thing because we hear it over and over again with atheists. Oh yeah, you guys believe in a man in the sky. Well, that's not really the case.
Mm-hmm.
As Muslims, do we believe in a man in the sky or this invisible being or etc.? Because it's something Islamically we actually laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
We say, look, this is actually nonsense.
Mm.
So what would you say to it? Let's imagine Russell Peters is watching this.
Right.
What would you say to him? Do you, as a Muslim, believe in a man in the sky that's looking down at you?
Well, if that's the God he doesn't believe in, then that's the God we all don't believe in as Muslims as well. Right. I mean, people don't realize that when you come into Islam, you say two things. You say, La ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And then, obviously, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ and I testify that there's no God worthy of worship except for Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger. But the first part of that is a negation, right? لَا إِلَهَ. So there is no God worthy of worship except for Allah, right? So this negation actually cancels out all anthropomorphic understandings of God, meaning...
Okay, so it's not like you can come and say, are you saying that you don't believe in any other man gods but the man god?
We don't believe in a man god.
Okay, so
we don't believe in any man god, right?
Because you say you're special plea to God. We don't believe in man gods, but our man god is different. Is
no,
that the case?
No, we don't believe in any man can be God. In fact, we don't think it's intelligible, conceivable, or pardonable that we can point to any man with a date of birth and say that man is God. Okay,
I mean, you're right, Edward.
Anyone with a date of birth that you look at and you point to that person, we can't point to anybody like that and say that person is God, because God is, by definition, pre-eternal and post-eternal. God is the necessary being, the sovereign. What?
I made a joke. It just went over there. I called you Edward. I called you Edward because you use such sophisticated language and you sounded like an Edward. I'm sorry. It was a joke that went bad. Okay,
what are you saying? That, us ethnics can't say clever things?
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry. So, it's not possible. Right? So we don't look at any human being and say that's God. In fact, the Quran is candid about this issue.
Mm.
The Quran is unequivocal about the issue that there is no human being that can be God. So we also reject that kind of God.
So we're on the same page with
them. We're on the same page on that we reject a man God looking up and pointing at us in from the sky, whatever it may be. We do believe in a transcendental God. We do believe in a God that is all powerful, all wise, all knowledgeable, because we look at the fact that the universe is finely tuned. We look at the fact that the universe has laws, and we attribute to that a lawmaker.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that, really. We attribute a lawmaker with intelligence, with power. And it's not the case. I mean, new atheists, and he's really kind of regurgitating new atheist jargon here.
Yeah.
They usually straw man. religion before they can try and attack it.
Exactly. Exactly.
But these conceptions of God is something we don't accept.
Exactly.
Yeah. Might go to church and I'd be like, it doesn't add up to me in here. Just something seems off. And I had questions and you weren't allowed to ask questions. And I'm like, well, that seems a little odd.
Okay. So asking questions, maybe he's talking about Christianity, God knows, medieval times where, you know, they were, if I'm not mistaken, burning people who were involved in science and all these kind of things. So is he coming from the angle where he's saying, well, hold on a second, I want to ask questions. You don't even allow me to ask questions and you want me to believe in that.
To be fair, even to Christianity, I don't even think it's like, I wouldn't even characterize it like that.
Mm.
You know, obviously people point out to Galileo as, but most historians of science, they don't see that as because he said, we spoke of the heliocentric model. There was a lot more that came into it.
Mm.
I don't think any rational actor in the world doesn't allow, or a community of rational people don't allow questions to be asked. Certain things would be, even Christians and Jews and Muslims, religious people, have been asking critical questions for God knows how long that is.
Yeah.
So I don't even accept his anecdote as generalizable, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be true that, okay, well, maybe he's asked some certain questions about the Trinity or certain questions about the man God, and he wasn't given a satisfactory answer. And we don't think Christianity has satisfactory answers for those questions, because remember, they do believe in a man God. But once again, we shouldn't kind of superimpose Christian ideas on Islam. And that's what I think he's done. He said religion is all one thing.
Mm.
And basically it's all one kind of thing. And it's really not. So he's not being sophisticated in his response here.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think sometimes I believe some certain atheists, they're looking for an excuse not to believe. And they have one bad experience and they'll be like, okay, I'll hold on to this to the rest of my life. If anybody asks me why not, oh, this is the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes fooling yourself, you know, because at the end of the day, the signs of God around you. Let's suppose Christianity or whatever, they didn't tell you, like, for example, you know how many people we know that came to Islam?
Yeah.
In the church, they didn't let me ask. They didn't go and say, okay, I'm going to be an atheist. They said, no, there has to be a creator. It's just, this doesn't make sense to me. They're not allowing me to ask questions. Oh, okay, I'll go to another church and ask questions.
Yeah.
It's not sufficient enough. You don't just hold that on and be like, okay, I think it's like a card that you use where you make your nafs feel better and be like, no, you know, I seek the truth. They didn't give me, so I'm just going to live my life how I want.
I think it's a good point.
I genuinely think it's a cop-out because the signs of Allah, you know, verses over verses where it talks about, even in your own self, you know, if you're not going to question that, I don't know, man.
I feel you. I'm an atheist myself.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably a Jew at some point.
I was raised Jewish, actually. Yeah. I was raised Jewish, but at one point, I mean, I haven't gone to a synagogue.
He pulls it. Just one thing. He says you were probably a Jew at one point. So I think there's an assumption here, which is that whenever he thinks that socialization can only happen towards religion and you can't be socialized into atheism.
Oh, brilliant point.
Do you know, to be honest, I'll tell you something interesting, right?
Mm.
I was doing something when I was working as a teacher. I was asking the kids in my classroom, I was asking them if they knew what atheism was and if they knew what Christianity was and all those things, because they were key terms, right?
Mm.
And then I asked follow-up questions. Who would identify as an atheist? Who would identify as a Christian? Who, and so on. And I would say the majority of kids in the classroom put their hands up in identifying as an atheist. Then I said, what is atheism? And those same kids that put their hands up when I asked them, what is atheism? What would you identify as?
Mm.
They didn't know what atheism entailed in even a basic way.
Mm.
So you can be socialized into atheism just as you can be socialized into Christianity.
Mm.
This idea of neutrality has to be argued for.
Yeah.
If you want to say that, well, atheism is a neutral thing.
Yeah, they make it seem like that.
Yeah, but you have to argue that is the case.
Yeah.
Are people born believing in atheism? Because
well, that's the opposite, actually. There were studies that... Was it Oxford University?
Yeah. 2011, the Anthropological Society, they said that most people are born believing in a higher power. So
we can say the neutral position is that you're all believers.
Right, but as an intellectual position, we both have to make arguments.
Yes.
We have to show why that is the neutral position.
Exactly.
But he hasn't done that. He assumes that to be the case, but he hasn't shown any evidence for it.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. Very valid point.
But my whole goal is just, listen, at the end of the day, did I do good things and nice things for people when I was here? That's all I care about.
Yeah.
And I think we can end on this point, yeah? This, what he just mentioned. Did I do good things? That's all I care about.
Mm.
We've discussed this before. What's good thing?
Good.
Who defines what goodness is?
Good.
Who do you prioritize being good to?
Right.
And if we think about it in our sense, like we live here on this planet, mm-hmm, on this earth, mm-hmm. being good, I think, what would you say, who should you be the most kind to? Mm. Let's put it like, who would you say you should be the most kind to? Who deserves your most gratitude and kindness and for you to obey? Like, let's not let's take God out of the picture for a second. Who would you say? Like me, I would say my parents.
Okay, yeah.
And then maybe after that, I don't know, maybe my brother, I don't know, maybe then my wife or my kids, I don't know, yeah? There's hierarchy, yeah? Because you know, okay. Well, the thing is, if we believe in a creator, then the definition, a lot of people come and ask me this question, okay, you know, Mother Teresa, where is she going to go? I'm like, look, if you understand what shirk is and what the what shirk means, if you are good to everybody, if Ali Dawah is good to everyone, charitable, everybody loves Ali Dawah, he's so charitable, he helps everybody. But Ali Dawah, when he goes home, he insults his mom, he beats his mom up. Is Ali Dawah a good person? Everyone's going to say no. Well, hold on a second, I'm good to everybody. Then how do you expect the treatment of entering paradise in the hereafter? When you're going to go to God and say, God, I was good to everyone I was good to. But you disobeying the commandments of Allah and not acknowledging him, and not maybe some people who hate God, then how are you a good person? I think we really need to understand and redefine what is good.
Well, it's a good point. I mean, at the end of the day, like you say, goodness is a metaphysic. It's not something which is empirically justified. Exactly. You can't put goodness under a microscope. And so, you can't put goodness under a microscope. From his point of view, goodness doesn't exist.
Ah, good. Can you elaborate on that?
If you're a materialist, naturalist, materialist, okay, atheist, you can't actually talk about morality in any meaningful, objectively meaningful way. Because you can't put morality under a microscope. And so goodness is going to be totally subjective. It's going to be something which is a social construct or a cultural construct of some sorts.
Yeah.
And therefore something which you shouldn't be using as an argument. And so that on the flip side as well, the problem of evil becomes redundant for an atheist, because evil is unprovable. It's a metaphysically unprovable thing. So once again, when atheists like this individual mentions goodness and, you know, badness, if you like, you know, is he talking about something which exists objectively in the real world? And if so, how can you prove it? You know, demonstrably, how can you show us, you know, because it's not empirically justified, just in the same way as you would say God is not something you can put under a microscope, therefore I don't believe him. So if you want to have your cake, then you can't have your cake and eat it both. If you want to reject metaphysical explanations for example why we're here, then also you have to reject metaphysical morality, all kinds of metaphysics.
Exactly.
So
to be honest, instead of calling it, they can't really come and call it the problem of evil. Can we call it like the problem of nothingness or the problem of the atoms? Because, you know, if you think about it, you can't come and talk about evil and good because you're an atheist. So you can't even come to me with the problem of evil.
Absolutely. It doesn't exist. An atheist for me cannot claim that, or, you know, cannot prove that evil or goodness objectively exists. They can't prove that. And therefore, using it as an argument against religion or for atheism or for morality, irreligious morality, is really a redundant, it's a moot point, and it doesn't get you far.
And brothers and sisters, on that note, do not forget to subscribe to my channel. It's on your channel.
I don't know what his channel is going
to
be.
Well, watch it on, obviously it's on your channel.
Okay.
You watch the video on Hijab channel, but you subscribe to my channel.
You're going to do that. You subscribe to his channel so you can always be bombarded with the most ridiculous content that you've
Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.